And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 16th of September, 2014. It was on this day in 1853, Henry Steinway, who'd come from Hamburg in 1849, sold his first American-made piano with a cast-iron frame, which allowed a piano to be strung with greater tension on the strings and with the bass strings crossing above the treble strings so they could be longer and make a grander sound. It's the birthday of James J. Hill, born in southern Ontario, 1838, who built the Great Northern Railroad from St. Paul all the way to Seattle. It's the birthday of the creator of Curious George, H.A. Ray, born Hans Augusto Reyersbach in Hamburg, Germany, 1898. Spent a lot of time at the zoo as a kid drawing animals, and in 1939, he and his wife Margaret, both of them German Jews, were living in Paris when World War II broke out. They were working on a new book starring a mischievous monkey. H.A. Ray wrote to a friend, "It seems ridiculous to be thinking about children's books, but life goes on. The editors edit, the artists draw, even during wartime." By June 1940, it was clear that Paris was in danger from the Nazis, so Hans built two bicycles out of spare parts, and he and his wife bicycled with whatever they could carry, including the collection of monkey sketches for the book. They left Paris 2 days before the Nazis invaded, and they rode 75 miles in 3 days. They fled on a four-month journey that took them to Lisbon, then Rio, and finally New York City, where Curious George was published in 1941. It's the birthday of the department store founder J.C. Penney, born Hamilton, Missouri, 1875, who introduced profit-sharing and who referred to his employees as associates. It was on this date, 1672, Anne Bradstreet died. Was born in England, probably sometime in 1612, came to this country when she was 18 with her husband, Simon Bradstreet, settled in Andover, Massachusetts, raised 8 children, and somehow she found time, Anne Bradstreet did, to write poetry, wrote about her devotion to her husband, her children, wrote religious poems, and also poems about her daily life, about her fear of childbirth, and the loss of her home to fire, and the death of her granddaughter. Here's a poem for today by Olivia Stifler entitled Grandchildren. They disappear with friends near age 11. We lose them to baseball and tennis, garage band, slumber parties, stages where they rehearse for the future, ripen in a tangle of love knots. With our artificial knees and hips, we move into the back seats of their lives, obscure as dust behind our wrinkles, and sigh as we add the loss of them to our growing list of the missing. Sometimes they come back, carting memories of sugar cookies and sandy beaches, memories of how we sided with them in their wars with parents, sided with them even as they slid out of our laps into the arms of others. Sometimes they come back and hold onto our hands as if they were the thin strings of helium balloons about to drift off. Grandchildren, a poem by Olivia Stifler from Otherwise We Are Safe, published by Dos Madres Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Quercus, publisher of The Lewis Man by Scottish crime novelist Peter May. When a body is found buried in a bog, deep family secrets surface. The Lewis Man, now in bookstores everywhere. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.